It was only back in September that the Government Accountability Office issued a set of 8 recommendations for the Small Business Administration. That agency had weak internal controls, workforce planning, and strategy development. It suffered from a lack of management attention to them. SBA has made progress, but GAO is still concerned. Joining me with why, Bill Scheer, GAO's Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues. So, Bill, this is one that is pretty persistent for GAO and, I guess, for Congress also.
Yes, it is, Tom, and thank you for the invitation. We conducted a very extensive management review at SBA. As you stated, we had a major report that came out in September, and we reported last week to House Small Business on the status of those recommendations, the 8 new ones from the report we issued in September, and progress that SBA has made on other open recommendations that we think are important from previous GAO work.
Because all in all, you've made nearly 70 suggestions for that agency, and so Congress seems to be, by virtue of them having GAO keep looking at it, apparently it's a concern on the Hill that this agency just needs to get its management act together.
Yes, Tom, and part of it is even when you look into the background, into the request from House Small Business to do such an extensive review. It wasn't, you know, program-based. We took a comprehensive look across the organization. Over the years, we saw a number of kind of recurring themes when we're looking at individual programs. So there was really an impetus to look at more at the organization and the management. And again, these longstanding management challenges that have been identified by us and SBA's Office of Inspector General.
So there was another hearing recently on this, and from that hearing came the report that's just out last week. And that report is basically saying, from my reading of it, that SBA is starting to pay attention to these things, but you wish they would let people know in more detail what it is they're actually doing. So tell us what you did find in this most recent report and what you told Congress.
Yes, on the positive side, which is, you know, part of my statement from last week, is that starting roughly last spring and in the summer, I think a new chief of staff at SBA brought more attention and more attention from kind of like senior people in SBA toward the open recommendations that we had from previous reports. So there was more engagement there that is reflected in my statement. Now, in our report in September, we said that there were still 69 recommendations from previous work, not including the 8 new ones in this report, that really needed attention. And in my statement last week, we reported that 7 of those 69 recommendations had been implemented. So now the number is down to 62 recommendations are still open to be addressed that we think are important from previous work, and also the 8 recommendations that we made, new recommendations in our report. And we see a little bit of progress, but we're still waiting to get greater specificity in terms of what specific actions SBA is going to take, especially as it relates to our 8 new recommendations.
All right, let's go over the 7 recommendations that they did start to act on. Generally, what do those cover?
There were a few recommendations, like at the hearing I drew attention to, that both before we issued our report in September and then after that, there's been some attention in SBA has a program that's a business development program. It's to try to help small disadvantaged businesses gain access to the federal contracting marketplace. And in that program, there has been some progress. It's called the 8A program for the section of the Small Business Act. That was one of the areas where we saw some progress. Another place where, which has been something that's been very close attention of the committee, and there was a hearing on last July, deals with its disaster assistance. And in particular, it was disaster assistance after Hurricane Sandy. And we had addressed that issue and had 2 open recommendations, and one of them just having to do with planning for future disasters. what was implemented. So that's another area where there was some progress.
We're speaking with Bill Scheer, Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the GAO. Progress they've made then has been in the programmatic area, but the new 8 recommendations are all in the management area. And it seems like if they would fix the management area, then the programs would maybe take care of themselves.
Tom, you know, as I said, one of the even the impetus for this work to be requested and for us to move forward with such an extensive look, there are certain issues that seem to recur. For example, again, we saw one of the major areas identified by the Inspector General being the 8A Business Development Program. Certainly, a lot of issues involving what we call human capital and the need for plans for human capital and training programs and to come up with an assessment of what skills are needed in the agency to drive that area. And in a number of areas having to do with small business contracting, and basically some of those issues are organizational in nature in that you have what SBA considers the boots on the ground is the activity occurring across its 68 district offices. And the question is that do the people in those offices really understand what the appropriate policies and procedures are for carrying out their activity? And are they well-trained to carry out the activities that govern them? So you're right, these 8 new recommendations, implementing them could go a long way toward causing improvement across the agency in the individual program areas.
And one of the charts that you put first in the report shows the management turnover that has plagued SBA for some time now, going back, well, more than 10 years. And so management continuity seems to be something that would really help the agency get forward on 69, 70, 78 of these recommendations.
And it's something that we pointed out. I think the point thing here is that by its very nature, political appointees obviously turn over more often than career senior executive service employees. So part of that is just a natural turnover that occurs with all agencies. And one of the things that really came up at the hearing that tried to emphasize, especially in that we're about a year away from another presidential transition, is to try to put the right organization and accountability in place, and especially to look for senior career leadership in trying to create an environment where there can be sustained attention to improving operations.
But it's safe to say that Congress will continue to be interested in this particular agency even after the transition next year.
I think so. There's been a lot of attention. And for example, I think the House Small Business Committee is now going to be conducting, you know, starting this week, a number of oversight hearings that are focused on individual program areas in SBA. I think they've been very active in this area.
Bill Scheer is Director of Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to the report and share this interview, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click Share with Friends.